1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
All right, folks, and it's 8:38. What do you say we take the foot off the pedal just a trifle? Big event happening this week. Beautiful exhibition opened up last Saturday, runs through this Saturday. And it's all about this incredible collection right now. Very impressive, highly curated collection by world-renowned pop art icons. Romero Brito, Peter Max, Jim Dine, Robert Rauschenberg, and Roy Lichtenstein. It'll be on the exhibition, available, by the way, for acquisition, at a spectacular fine art installation over at the Walt Whitman Shops this week, all through the week through Saturday. And with us is one of those participants, really one of the best in the world. His name is Romero Brito. A tremendous, you've seen any of Romero's work, you'll know what I mean. Just an incredible sculptor, painter. Call him, I would say, Romero, how would I describe you? Kind of like a neo-pop type artist. Incredible stuff. Welcome aboard.
Oh, wow. You told everything already. I mean, this is really amazing. We are in a very big week for the arts in the world, because you can imagine 500 years ago, a painting was done and it was sold last night in New York City for $450 million. So it's really big for the art. It's like something like the Super Bowl of the art was the auction last night at Christie's. I'm so happy. I'm really happy also to bring my art to this incredible exhibition that's happening alongside other artists that I admire very much, like Jim Dine, like Rauschenberg, Roy Lichtenstein. Amazing. So, you know, people call me everything, you know, but one of the things that I'm really, you know, proud and happy, you know, and humble and all together, you know, to hear also comments from people is like my art bring happiness to them. And that's the most important thing, you know, art to bring happiness and joy to people's life and some sort of connection. And this history, you know, when somebody acquired a piece of art, if they got with their mother, their father, their wife, their loved one, or if they got the piece from their grandparents or whatever, you know, something like the art connecting people. And I'm really, you know, really honored, you know, to be able to create these paintings, sculptures, work with so many organizations, like from Disney to Mattel to Hasbro. I create Barbie. I designed several watches for Hublot. Technomarine, you know, Swatch. I did the launch of Mini Cooper North America, the opening of the Super Bowl, and so many things. And my latest venture now is like I'm developing a cartoon for television and also a clothing line with one of my biggest collectors, Carlos Slim, you know, billionaire Carlos Slim, and his company. We just launched a clothing line that's going to be around the world.
You know,
I'm really happy about it.
I could actually see you developing. You mentioned a cartoon, Romero. I could actually see that. You know, I remember the old days with the Beatles and the cartoons, you know, the vibrant colors and everything else. I could absolutely see that. By the way, Romero is going to make a personal appearance this Saturday at the Walt Whitman Shops. It'll be from 6 to 8 in the evening. Sunday as well, by the way, 2 to 4.
Yes.
And all the artwork will be on exhibit and available, by the way, for acquisition. You know, the amazing thing with you is, the thing that you notice, besides the vibrant colors and bold patterns, and, you know, it's just an incredible visual expression of happiness, hope, whatever you want to call it, but it kind of gives you a little bit of graffiti-esque, so to speak, you know? And I'm just curious, Romero, because you've been doing this, and you're an iconic figure in this, for so long. As a kid, did you kind of dabble in that sense? Were you kind of a graffiti type guy? Were you kind of, you know, expression wise, you did all sorts of patterns? Was that something back in the timeline?
You know, people have a very bad connotation about graffiti, and every time, you know, people talk about graffiti, I always think about the walls of cities, like all, like, you know, with things that sometimes is like messages, you know, like writing that whatever, you know. So I think, you know, my type of graffiti is like a very clean graffiti that you can, you know, bring at home, and it's not, you know, connection with gangs or things like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I always appreciate graffiti artists, in particular like Keith Haring, you know, through the 2000s. in a bunch of them, you know, and, you know, there's so many graffiti artists. I mean, the one that does really beautiful sort of graffiti that's not like just like damaging people's walls and, you know, properties and cars and and signs. But anyway, it's very interesting. I think it's great to hear your comment, and it's like always like enriching, you know, to me, you know, how people see it.
Well, you know,
like
it's perception, but you're right. You know, graffiti is a form of expression. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
And
yeah.
And really, you know, that's what it's all about. And you know, I kind of go back to the days, and I think about this category, you know, as pop art, and it really started. You know, when you think about it, I think it did. You can make the case, you know, a guy like an Andy Warhol, you know, who was
amazing.
Yeah, he was absolutely amazing, and you know, he was really one of the pioneers, so to speak.
Right.
You know,
he was amazing.
So
it's really spectacular. I never met him, but he was a kind of person that I would be interested to have a conversation.
What about the
even though I heard he never liked to talk a lot.
He never did, huh?
Yeah, it seemed that he didn't like to talk a lot. He would go to places and he'd be like, just you know, there, and didn't talk a lot. He was not the kind of person to talk a lot. And I think the more famous he became, the less he talked, because people would be like now interested to hear what he maybe would say, but he just didn't say anything too much. So I have friends of mine, you know, today that you know got to know him, like Michelle Rue, who commissioned me to do the ad campaign for Absolut Vodka. He's the one who also commissioned Andy Warhol. So yeah, it's another funny story about Andy Warhol.
he was a strange character, no question. Remember Brito with us. He's one of the best, you know, neo-pop artist, painter, serigrapher, sculptor.
Thank you.
He really combines so many elements, folks. Check out his work. It's amazing. Cubism, pop art, and graffiti painting in his work. The vibrant colors beyond the bold patterns. You know, this incredible visual expression. Call it hope. Call it happiness.
Thank you.
It is all there, and he will... he will be present.
Thank you.
Over at the Walt Whitman Shops. He's been his work has been there since last Saturday. It concludes Sunday. Romero
right.
will be making a special appearance 6 to 8 Saturday and 2 to 4. Everything is on exhibit, all of his work. And of course, you can certainly purchase, available for acquisition there. So incredible stuff. I'm just curious, Romero, when you have an idea, and you put it to the easel, so to speak.
Right.
What is the timeline? Does it take you? Is there any specific timeline for completion here, or is, you know, just putting all the thought and expression into it? What is an average type of a piece of art from you take? How long?
Okay, it all depends how big it is, how complex it is. You know, how big and how complex. And how is my schedule? Because I have a very tight schedule. I travel constantly, you know, for exhibitions, for appearances, and so many things. So my time has become like more and more demanding. So depend the size, how complex, and my schedule, and you know, basically that's what it is, you know. Because let's say if I'm gonna be doing a commission, a small commission, but if I'm very busy, you know, I mean, maybe I go to finish sooner. Because smaller, you know, maybe I could finish sooner. But if it's very complex, maybe take longer. So sometimes a very small piece can be more complex than a very big one. So my commissions usually take about a year, year and a half. And because I have so many commissions from galleries and, you know, collectors and projects, and I do a lot of charity work as well. I mean, and so that's really, is a blessing, you know, to be so busy. I have to be extremely careful about my time, and but yeah, it all depends of those situations. You know, how big and how complex, and how my schedule is going.
You know, it's interesting.
There we go.
You know, we had Peter Max on not too long ago. He was making an appearance in Northport, and you know, when you think about the Lichtensteins, the Rauschenbergs, the Dines, the Maxes, you know, I'm just curious when you guys are kind of at the table, maybe having a glass of whatever you like. What's the conversation? I mean, that's a lot of back and forth as far as expression and the mindset and everything else. I mean, what's that like? I mean, what do you guys talk about? What do you kind of, you know, do you share do you share each other's, you know, tendencies? I mean, what's that like?
I mean, it's all depend. I mean, it's like anything else and everybody else. You know, you have people that like sharing and people that don't like share. You know, I think the artists in general, they like share a lot. But then you see, you know, I cannot imagine, you know, like having a conversation, let's say, with Robert Rush. He would be talking about all his collage and things like that, you know, because he did a lot of collage, a lot of traveling. And you can talk, you know, let's say if you're going to be talking to, I can imagine Picasso would talk about all his women, all his affairs and other things. It's kind of like crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be talking like, you know, maybe Jackson Pollock, he would talk about all the wine and the drink that he did and all the paint, you know, and all his back and forth with Peggy Guggenheim, you know, like when she cut the painting because it didn't fit on her wall because it's too big, that he, when he did a masterpiece she commissioned, and then she just told his staff that, you know, her stuff, you know, if it doesn't fit the wall, just make it fit. Just cut it and make it fit. That's what she says. That's the history says, you know. But, you know, I think I've been very blessed and lucky that I have some good art friends, artists. And when we get together, we talk about our projects, what we're doing, things like that. But, you know, it's just like anything and anybody else.
Well, fantastic stuff. Pleasure to have you on. Romero will be over at the Walt Whitman Shops Saturday. That is November the 18th, 6 to 8 in the evening. Sunday, 2 to 4, all the artwork on display, available for acquisition. We can't thank you enough. An absolute honor to have you here. Great stuff. Good luck the rest of the week, my friend. How's that?
No, thank you so much for you as well. Thanks so much for having me in your show. And please come stop by and say hello. I'd love to, you know, show you my newest pieces in there.
I am going to make it my business to stop by those shops. Appreciate a few minutes this morning, though.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
There you go, folks. That's the great Romero Brito.